Morning Show at East Coast FM. Now, all this week in the Morning Show, we're celebrating Science Week with Irish Water supported. Science Week is by Science Foundation Ireland, and it runs until November the 20th, with the goal of promoting the benefits of and learning about science. And this morning, Afra Levy joins us. We're going to talk science, and she's a water and wastewater optimization manager at Irish Water and holds degrees in agriculture science and civil engineering. Good morning to you, Afra.
Morning, Declan. How are you?
Okay, thank you. I haven't a clue, I'm afraid, what a water and wastewater optimization manager is, so you better explain.
Yeah, that's no problem. It's a bit of a mouthful of a title. Declan, I help lead a team of process experts that are based all around the country, and it's our collective role to try and make our treatment plants work a little bit better. So in the case of wastewater treatment plants, we want to try and make that effluent a little bit more compliant so we can safeguard our environment. And then in, say, the likes of water treatment plants, it's to make them, I suppose, have a less chance of a plant failing in the future and having an interruption to supply for our consumers out there. So, and it's also to make these plants work more efficiently as well, so that we'd meet our tough sustainability targets for the future. So it's a really interesting role. It's out on the ground talking to plant operators on a daily basis, and I suppose number crunching, looking at data that we see on sites to see at the various process stages through the plant to try and diagnose problems and see ways of maybe how plants might improve, and we can make a plan with the plant operators and the local authority operational staff on how to make improvements to these plants. So it's a very collaborative role with our local authority partners, and it's just great variety in it.
Right. Well, what we want to know about is our Arklow wastewater treatment plant, which will be coming down the line. What will your involvement be?
Well, hopefully very little. So we work in operations, and so Arklow, as you know, the wastewater treatment plant has been constructed at present, and it's due for completion in 2025, and it'll be a state-of-the-art facility. So I'd be expecting that process optimisation won't have very much to do there. It'll be handed over in pristine condition, and I expect it'll work really well. But just, you know, down through the years when plants get handed back over and they're running with the operation staff, if there's any teething problems early on, or just as maybe loads might vary to the plant unexpectedly, if a plant operator needs a bit of assistance from our team, a bit of technical advice, we're always on hand at the end of a phone call, and we can come out to site and help maybe make suggestions on how the operator can tweak his, you know, operating parameters of the site to try and improve what he's seeing. So I don't think we'll have a whole lot of involvement with Arklow, because I expect it's going to work, you know, really, really well.
Right, well, that's good news. So, you know, get installed, it's state-of-the-art, plug it in and turn it on, and good luck, you know.
Yeah, that's the plan. And look, we've seen a real big improvement to the quality of the Avoca River, which has these unacceptable, you know, discharges, untreated discharges. So that Arklow wastewater treatment plant will discharge out to coastal waters. And I was reading about a 300-metre outfall pipe that has been laid to discharge what will be very clean effluent out to our coastal waters and very compliant effluent. So it's great. It's great for the town, and it'll support the economic development and housing development that we so badly need.
Yeah. So that'd be good to have that and be brand new. There's presumably legacy issues with older plants that you have to put the shoulder to the wheel on.
Absolutely, yeah. There's look, we've, you know, nearly 1,060 wastewater treatment plants. We've nearly 730 water treatment plants. And look, you'll have heard it all before. There has been underinvestment in our infrastructure over the years, but we're making huge ground, you know, in investing in plants, new plants, and upgrading our old plants. And as with our team in operations, our role is kind of, you know, to optimise those existing plants to make them work that bit better. So, you know, that they can be done through operational tweaks. It can be replacing, you know, old equipment that might be nearing its end of life and suggesting ways to put in maybe new technologies to get the best of that plant, and maybe identifying bottlenecks at the various treatment stages so that we can get a few more years out of these plants in a safe way, because we can't obviously invest in all of our treatment plants at the same time. We have to phase it on a priority basis. But we're getting there. We're making great inroads, and there's huge capital investment programs happening at present. So, you know, in time we'll get there.
Very good. Back in the year of the dinosaur, you know, science wasn't considered something that women did, and it has taken encouragement to get women involved, and we've got some of our best scientists now are women, which is absolutely fantastic. What would you say to a young female, young girl, who's considering science?
Yeah, oh God, I'd love to see more young girls in particular get into science. We just, the numbers are low in STEM, unfortunately, still. And I think, look, I suppose it has to start in the schools where we see, you know, our teachers really encouraging girls to take up STEM subjects, you know, the maths and the science, because they're just as good as the boys. They have the same capability to be really good at these subjects. And the careers that come out of them, they're look, it's not all about the pay, but they're well-paid careers. But more importantly, they offer loads of variety. So I would say, you know, in fact, when I was trying to choose what to do, I didn't have a clue, and I didn't know anyone working in water services, but I kind of stumbled into it. But what I did love about it was just the variety of the work. You know, there's a bit of office work, there's a bit of site work. You might, in the early days, be doing a little bit of lab analysis, and you might progress out of that to be more, you know, interpreting the results given to you from the lab analysis. And that kind of, so the work kind of changes as you progress through your career. But it's definitely, you know, I suppose in my mind, back when I thought about engineering, I thought, you know, live construction sites and long, you know, long days on live construction. That's not what, you know, engineering is either. There's engineering and science roles across Irish Water that are, you know, nice roles with lots of variety and work with family life. So we do have vacancies, and we've great graduate training programs. So we have a cross-industry graduate training program for male and female candidates, I have to say, and where we work with our industry partners. So the contractors who build our plants, we have placements there. The consultants who help design our plants, there's placements of those. And then there's placements with ourselves in Irish Water and the local authority who operate the plants. So I'd urge anyone, particularly the females, so I want to give them an extra nudge to go and look at our website to learn about these graduate training programs and just see the vacancies that we have, because it is a great place to work.
Great
I know
stuff.
From talking to the people on my team, they really enjoy the variety of the roles. So I hope I've encouraged someone to take a look.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for talking to us on Science Week, Afra Levy from Irish Water. Thank you very much indeed, Afra.